It is the photography, the photographing of, or the filming of people that are engaged in mortally sinful acts. As a matter of fact, Our Lady at Fatima told us what, Melissa, Maggie, the rest of you? What did she say would be the downfall of civilization? Destruction of the family. It would come about following the errors of Russia, right? What was she talking about? She was talking about sex. She said more souls will be lost as a result of disobedience against the sixth and the ninth commandments. Millions of them will fall into hell like snowflakes, she said. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting, paraphrasing. This is an ominous prophecy that has obviously come true. They are falling into Hades like snowflakes. But she diagnosed the problem correctly. Now, what is the remedy then for the filming or the photographing of these mortally sinful acts? It is to make it illegal to sell or distribute the film and the photograph. You can't stop someone from filming themselves. Again, they don't have the right to. Again, free will reign here. But when you make the distribution illegal, now you have put the law on the correct side of the order of Christendom. And that's the side the law has to be on. Men are still going to be men, and women are still going to be women. Note, I'm not saying that the legal protections for all these things are going to stop some people from participating in it. Only a madman would say that. But again, it puts the society, the civilization itself, and it puts the law in the correct, it restores the order that John Horvat's already always talking about and that we've been talking about on this show for over 2 years and on this channel for over 2 years. This is a major, major breakthrough here, methinks. And there's much more in this. I want to focus on this. Michael Warren's conclusion. After three, and I'm reading from Michael Warren of the American Conservative Magazine. The title of the piece is Fighting Porn, the Reviving Cause Social Conservatism Needs. He even says that there is a band now, a growing band of young traditionalists that want to do this. They see that politics is not the answer, that our spiritual lives are completely out of whack and out of order. And by the way, this requires a central, unified authority to preside over it. I know some people don't want to hear that, but it does. The fact that Warren, who's in this age group, cites this and says that there are these young trads out there tells me then, oh, so you mean there are young trads out there that should be the Crusade Channel has what those young trads crave. We have electrolytes. We have crusaderites. Here's his conclusion. Listen to this. What a great way to start the first Friday in Lent, as we're all being penitential and denying ourselves food and looking at the fallen world around us and how rotten it seems to be. Little light at the end. Of course, the light never went out, but after three centuries of enlightened faith and mankind's invincible goodness and wisdom, liberals are finally coming back around to the ancient notion of fallenness. The traditionalist and the anti-porn feminist would both no doubt agree with Honoré de Balzac, quote, "Man is neither good nor bad. He is born with certain instincts and appetites. Society, far from corrupting him, as Rousseau says, perfects him." You are perfected through grace. Again, Michael Warren is kind of he's on the right track here, but he's holding back a bit. Man is perfected through grace. Or rather, it should keep his moral and social progress, not hinder it. So, we should not mistake the anti-porn movement for the dying gasp of the religious right, as Damon Linker has. Schmitz and Douthat are not the Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson of their generation. Oh, heaven forfend. They are the first of a new breed of traditionalists. Michael Warren, hey, Llama. There's others out here that have radio shows. You know. These young trads are cropping up on college campi across the country. They have as little use for the crude dominionism of the religious right as they do for the urbane permissiveness of the Clintonites and conservatarians. They're teaching themselves Burke, Aquinas, and Chesterton. Yes, they are. Again, Crusade Channel, right there in that. Right smack in the middle of that, David Simpson, if you're listening. And they're preparing to make a stand on the ruins of Western civilization. Boy, howdy, are we. This is not the end of social conservatism. It's the promise of a fresh start, a new beginning. Now, this is interesting. Michael Warren Davis is U.S. editor of the Catholic Herald.